Nigerian opposition groups have called Saturday's presidential election a sham that should be overturned as their supporters protest in the capital. Correspondent Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
Nigeria's Electoral Commission, INEC, announced the results of last weekend's presidential elections for a third day. As of late Tuesday, INEC had announced full results from two-thirds of Nigeria's 36 states. The candidate for the ruling All Progressives Congress, or APC party, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, led the race with more than 7 million votes. As more results are announced, experts say tensions may increase across Nigeria. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A Sudanese protester was killed on Tuesday after being shot in the chest during a demonstration against military rule, the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said in a statement. Sudanese police said in a statement the shooting was an individual action that went against orders and that legal procedures had been immediately taken against the policeman involved. The protester who was killed near Sudan's capital became the 125th protester killed in weekly protests set off by a coup in October 2021. 1 in 10 early deaths could be prevented if everyone engaged in a small amount of daily exercise, such as a brisk 11-minute walk, a large study said on Wednesday. Physical activity is known to reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer, and other leading causes of death, but exactly how much is needed to have an impact has been unclear. An international team of researchers pulled together the results of 196 previous studies, which included more than 30 million people, to create one of the largest reviews conducted on the subject. They calculated that around 1 in 6 early deaths would have been prevented if everyone in the studies had at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity physical activity. I'm Joe Ramsey.